Retrograde Spring Reading for 2015. My name is Eric Francis, fan of Taurus. How could you not be? Here to tell you a bit about how this Mercury retrograde is going to influence you. And the really interesting thing about this retrograde is that it is in the house in your chart that is usually considered the Taurus house. The themes of the second house parallel to some real degree the themes of the second sign. There are some exceptions, but let's work with the parallels and get an understanding of that for a moment. So the way I'm doing this astrology is that I'm looking where Gemini lands in the chart of any given sign, Gemini being where Mercury will be retrograde. Your chart begins with Taurus. That's considered your first house, Taurus rising or Taurus sun. And the second sign, second place, is considered to be Gemini. And that's where Mercury is going to be retrograde. And this is your house of personal resources. It's also the house associated with values. And here, Mercury retrograde is asking lots of questions. The most significant question Mercury retrograde is asking is, what is important to you? What is the most meaningful thing to you? This requires some thought because Gemini itself has two distinct facets. Mercury has several distinct facets, and the retrograde creates a kind of faceting. It is going to turn the question a different way. So we have this multiplicity of questions that are being asked, and I would say that the thing to do with this Mercury retrograde is to pause and ask yourself questions about what is important to you, what is of value to you, and this includes your resources, all of your resources, the most important ones of which are your body, your voice, your mind, your talent, your creativity, your ideas. Most people don't think this way. I realize that. We're trained out of our curiosity. We're trained to be wage slaves. We're trained to count our productivity and how many hours we worked, and not in the quality of our ideas. And what I'm saying to you is that the real value that you have is in the quality of your ideas. And this is not exactly a linear or finite thing, but rather it is something to evolve, to work with, to develop, to explore, to experiment with, and to ask yourself about. And there are as if layers of veils over this. And so what's necessary is that you use the retrograde event to peel back the veils and to start to look more closely at this question. And so one of the things I suggest you do during this Mercury retrograde is a talent inventory. What is your most worthwhile talent? That comes later. All talent is equal. Let me change this theory for a second here. Let's start on the principle that every talent is like another, and that you can include on this talent inventory things like, I can read and write. I know how to proofread. I can edit. I can read a book. I can read any book. I can speak the English language. I can speak these other languages, and so forth. To work from the really basic, seemingly ordinary things that nobody would put on their resume, hello, I speak English, would seem to be a given. But for this purpose, for your talent inventory, that is the thing to do, and then move on. Whatever talent you might have, maybe you can sing, maybe you can juggle, maybe you are good at computers, maybe you have illustration talent, photography, acting, whatever it might be, make this inventory and look at it and get a sense of how much you have. I'm saying take stock, and don't worry if you think something is too mundane to include, too pedestrian, too ordinary. You know how to make dinner. Well, I'll tell you something.